Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us this Sunday. Today I feel like this is a very important discussion, a very important teaching that we're going to do. Right now I'm looking at two-week sessions. However, I'd like to point out, which bring me to an announcement I'd like to make, that we are we're starting a live ministry, teaching, you might call it church, and this will be, let's see, what is that, Rose? It'll be the, this week is the first week of, so that represents the first week of the month. Or is that the second week? That's the second week, the second Wednesday. So the live session will be the second Wednesday and the fourth Wednesday of the month. It's going to be really a combination of a teaching, this a maturing, a session designed to mature Christians into maturity, to bring you into the full adulthood. And also it will act as a prophetic school for, you know, someone that is looking for that as well. So we'll be live here. That'll make that the first and the third month, the first and the third week of each month. So I just wanted to announce that. I'll announce it again at the end of this session. The live session that we're going to do this coming Wednesday, we plan to do these live sessions at our church, you might call it. We plan to televise that over YouTube. I want to thank one of my listeners who gave this old guy some information so that he could set it up. Miss Boyd, I want to thank you. But anyway, we're going to do that live. Now, this coming Wednesday, we may have to work some bugs out, but we're going to do that live at least by the following Wednesday, if not this coming Wednesday. So, and we probably will televise that Facebook as well, which, by the way, y'all have corrected me. I will, from now on, post the sessions, the teaching sessions here at Blog Radio, and as well, we'll probably post the live sessions at our ministry teachings. We'll post that on Facebook so that you'll know what's going on. And I think that takes care of all of our messages at this time. So let us pray so that we can get into this, because this is a, I'm going to say some, not only, well, it's not profound, but I'm going to say some shocking things here today, because we're trying to save lives. So let us pray so we can get started. Father, I want to thank you for this session. I want to thank you for this opportunity to serve you in this capacity. I want to pray that you open their minds to hear your word. We pray that it elevate their faith, and we pray that lives be saved by what we say here at the prophetic hour. Guide us. Be in us, O God. Let your words, let the words that come out of my mouth be spirit. Let it be truth. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Okay. We have titled this session. It'll be a two-part session, as far as I can see at this point. Every session I put together here is really God-inspired. I take a walk almost daily, at least 5 days out of a week, and I go pretty far. I go as much as 2.5-3 miles, maybe even 3.5 mile walk, you know, at least 4 to 5 days a week. And this gave me a chance to talk to God as well as to hear from him. And this knowledge come from God in one of those walking sessions. This is what he want me to say to you here today. And we've titled it, Obedience is Better Than Sacrifice. However, today it's going to sound like I'm talking more about disobedience, which, of course, is linked into this, linked into the discussion of obedience. Now, first thing I want to do is that God has shown me is to get an understanding of what you're teaching first. Go to the very basics. And the first thing that I want to do is give you the definition of disobedience. The obedience speaks for itself. To be obedient means to obey. Now, in order to obey, it's a good thing to know what disobedience is, which is the opposite. And when I found that Webster, or even the other electronic dictionaries say, is this is what it says, word for word, which is only a few words. It says disobedience is refusal. And it says refusal or neglect to obey. That's simple, but what you know, if you listened to me before, what's simple can be complicated, is the most complicated. And in this case, it can be complicated because you never stop to think about the idea that being disobedient is neglect to obey. Neglect. So, an example, refusal speaks for itself, but neglect to obey is, for example, God spoke to me at one time. You know, I'm going to tell you the truth. He corrected me for disobedience, inherited disobedience. And we'll get into that with a different, that's what this is about. But this preliminary, bear with me, because it's the most important part of this, okay? And what God showed me was he gave me a, he spoke to me in a way that, you know, it may be above some faith. So I'll put it this way. He spoke to me and he gave me directions to do a certain thing when I was being called. And basically I did what he said, but it was one part of that. He said, if I wasn't sure of something, to speak, to ask, you know, did Jesus Christ come in the flesh? And so basically I did the command, but that part of it I kind of neglected. I didn't think it was that as much as important as the first part. And so what I found out was later is that because I didn't, I neglected that part of his command, the three-fourths that I did pay a close attention, afraid not to do, that was only that. This last part was even more important because I neglected to hear those instructions. God was going to bless me and put wealth in my hands. This is a true story. So you can neglect, or you can, let's put neglect a different way. You can think something is not as important when God give you instructions, and that can end up being the most important thing about his instructions. So when God give you instructions, if you even feel like he's telling you to do something, pay close attention to everything. Every detail is important when God speaks to you. So neglect to obey, many of us make that mistake more than we do the refusal part of it, you see. Now, let's jump into the heart of this, because we are limited in time and we got a lot to cover. So disobedience is refusal or neglect to obey. Obedience means that you obey. You do what God say, but you have to define what doing what God say. And so you need to know what disobedience means. Now, in 1 Samuel, it says, 1 Samuel 15:22, it says, but Samuel replied, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. Now, here we go. Many believers' errors, the mistakes that many believers make is rooted in disobedience, which again is refusal or neglect to see or understand all that God ordered you to do. So instructions from God, you have to be looked at closely. The ministry I got kind of mixed up there. Now, the truth is our disobedience has brought us all to the moment that we're at, the moment at hand. And it started with Adam and Eve. The first disobedient human beings were, of course, Adam and Eve. God gave them simple instructions, a simple order, to not eat from the tree of good and evil, in particular, but they disobeyed. Now, we all struggle within ourselves with the same issue at some level. Some of us, many of us, understand disobedience to be conscious in terms of obedience, but most of your disobedience is that part that is lays in that subconscious. You know, that's where that neglect to obey, you see what I'm saying? That's in that part of your mind that don't understand or don't think something that is important, that is as important as the first part of your understanding. So God gave them a simple order to not eat from the tree. And we all struggle within ourselves with this obedience issue, whether you realize it or not, because like I say, much of it has to do with subliminal, inherited, because you see, when Adam and Eve sinned, they created a global generational curse, a global generational curse, which means that everybody that's born from them have to deal with that issue. You see? So that's on the subliminal level. That comes from your genes. That's part of your programming. That's not your conscious obedience. What's conscious, when you obey consciously, is when you recognize. But what you don't recognize is below the surface, your subliminal, your subconscious, genetic inherited disobedience. So God has presented to all of us and has spoken himself to, he has spoken instructions to some of us, and instruction that would have saved us from situations in our lives, saved us from suffering at one time or another, but we fail to hear or do, we neglect it. His instructions at one time or another. And some of us, you know, really are dealing with that genetic, that inherited part of it. I was one of them, and I'm still to some degree dealing with some parts. And I pray to God on a continual basis about this disobedience thing, because you may think you know and understand something that you really don't understand, that you really don't know. So what I don't understand and what I don't know, that's what I pray about, so that the Holy Spirit can engage me and find those places, those dark places that need a light shine on. So what has kept us from hearing God's instruction, by the way, now this disobedience is coupled with other irregularities in our character. So one of the things that keep us from hearing God's instruction is pride. Sometimes pride plays a factor. Someone, God may send a person that you ain't crazy about, and because of pride, you don't want to hear them. So you have to be careful with that, who God sends. Sometimes God may send that person on purpose because he knows that you don't want to hear from that person, and he make you deal with that part of yourself. Another factor is ignorance. This is a big one here, ignorance of the word. Disobedience, because you're ignorant of the word, that's a big one, because many in this country are really ignorant of the word, and it's not their fault exclusively. It is because we have been unfortunate to have so many corrupted pastors and so many uncalled pastors and so many who have been affected by the first two categories. You see? And the last category is, again, the generational influence. You see? We all inherited, again, from Adam and Eve, the disobedient gene. Now, some of us are worse than the others. And through the ages, some of us have overcome, for the most part, this genetic influence. However, others may be still struggling. You see, in truth, we are our own worst enemies, because we're dealing with things that we don't know that we're dealing with in many cases. You see? And people haven't addressed that in the church. There is an old saying which says, if you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. If you do not bring forth what is within you, what you do not bring forth will destroy you. So we'll leave that as it is. Now, here come the heaviest part of this conversation today. This is some prophetic, and this is some verse wise. But here it is. Many in the church this year, 2019, this is a good and a bad year, because many in the church will lose their lives this year. As God make an example of them for those babes, meaning those who in recent times, you might call it, got saved, God is going to make an example of these people. Well, prophet, how you know this? Because the verse said, and because prophetically, God has spoken to many of us prophets of what this year is about. And if you look at Revelation 2:5, it talks about it. And we'll get back to Revelation 2:5, by the way. But many will lose their lives. This is going to be as another prophet that I admire says, it's going to be a fearful year. Those people who will depart us are the churchgoers who have theoretically been saved for some time, and God has been speaking to them in terms of correction. And again and again and again and again, they have not corrected themselves. They have not made the changeover. And so this year will mark the end of that destiny. It will mark the end for many of these individuals. And again, God is going to do this and make an example of them, because look at Revelation 2, chapter 2, verse 5. God is telling you, but people aren't listening. These are the individuals that read the Bible, and they're not hearing God. It says, "Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first work." He's speaking to those different churches. And here's the consequences he's telling them. He says, "The first work, or else I will come unto thee quickly, quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." Now, the removal of a candlestick means the taking of your life. I don't know any way to say it. I'm a blunt person. I've not had an easy life, so I'm a blunt person. And I think more people are going to be saved by us blunt prophets that can speak direct. So God is saying he's going to quickly remove the candlestick out of his place, which is the taking of a person's life. And these are churchgoers. These are believers. However, God has been correcting these people for some time, 10 years, 15, 20 years, and they keep going forward, falling back, going forward, falling back. So this verse is marking the end of that process for those individuals. And by the way, God is doing this to make an example of these individuals, which will help to save, it will save those baby Christians. Many of them will have a chance of being saved, because when they see these false believers, these reprobate Christians taken out, it will make a statement for itself. And you see, many of these individuals have influenced others in their churches. You know, the churchgoers have known that brother so-and-so, he's here for a while, and then he's out in the world for a while, and then he's back. He's getting up and discussing with the church what the Lord has done for him. And then the next thing you know, the brother done slid again. Well, these are the individuals, and God is through playing. This is the year we'll start the process. This, again, this is both prophetic, and this is both scriptural. If I be a prophet, then God will review what I've said. So make no mind of this. This is a good place to end this first session on this. So God is expecting you to be making progress in your growth. He's expecting you to make progress in your growth. And that's what this is all about. Well, we're out of time. We'll hit part two. I think it'll be next Sunday. I'll post it by Friday. I'll let you know. Because we're going to do our first session live Wednesday, so and we'll post that if we can figure it all out by then, if we can get it set up properly. So anyway, we'll post our next session and of this disobedience, or I should say, obedience is better than sacrifice. So we'll see you again. We'll post it Friday, and have a good week. God bless.